They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes and move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go.
All right, man, we back. Power, man.
We back. You said you had something to say to Famous.
What's up, my brother?
We gonna start this right out.
Hey, man, I just want to say, hey, man, we back with the season, man. We're excited. Everything is awesome, man. Great. Famous, my man, I hope you listening, bro. I hope you ain't, you know, went off on a tangent. Yeah, but yeah, don't keep my wife's name out your mouth, bro.
Where did me and Famous meet again? He said,
no,
well,
he met you.
Yeah, we met.
No, he met you. No.
Oh, shoot, I thought we knew each other from school.
No, you ain't knew.
No, he met you at the Hoodie Awards, he said, remember?
Yeah, we crossed paths or something. I just don't want to.
And then he said, like, he's like, dang, your girl bad.
Yeah, he said that. I remember saying that, yeah, but just don't, we're not going over. It's my wife. You know what I'm saying? Now, Famous, yeah, bro. Save yourself, man. Save yourself and keep a name out your mouth.
Hey, Famous, yes, man. Email us and let us know, Famous, what you think about this rebuttal.
Yeah, I've been hitting the gym, man, like real hard, bro. Sorry, man. It's really not in your favor right now.
What Famous is like? Mike Tyson size?
Yeah, nah, but Famous, man. Come on, man.
What if he was,
yeah,
though?
Nah, it's cool. I'm in Holyfield then. You know what I'm saying?
You can take him.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, but what if he like George Foreman size? Hey, man, I'm famous.
What did I Mayweather? Hold on, what did I Mayweather then? You know what I'm saying?
I'm famous. He's like 6'8". Man, I'm going to say something about your wife. What you going to do about it?
Let's talk about this, Famous.
You can always say something on monies and wins.
Yeah, let's come to an agreement, bro.
All right, so we missed last week, but we're going to wrap everything up in one culmination for both episodes.
We really just didn't want to come back until we were 2 weeks in. Cause yeah. They didn't really give us a lot last week.
It was kind of some bullshit last week.
Yeah, they just kind of like, they didn't really give us a lot.
This last episode was good. It was better than the first one.
Mm-hmm. But I think
the
that,
first one felt like I was left with just as many questions as I was at the end
only
of the
one
first
question was Keisha. That's the only
question
they asked
was,
the first week.
When was Ghost about to whoop Charlie Murphy's character's ass? That's what I was wondering the whole time.
And then I feel bad because he did in
I
real
feel
life.
Bad, I know.
like if he's down there.
But he looked like he looked sick in the way he was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
He don't look like Rick James. Charlie
Murphy. I'm glad though that we get a chance to see him like doing his work. You know what I mean? I'm glad we get a chance to see him doing his work. I mean, his character did definitely make me feel like Ghost need to whoop his ass. Definitely.
And Charmer probably loved playing that role.
I'm sure he did.
Do I get to hit the nigga for real?
Yeah, right.
That's what Charlie Murphy is.
Yeah.
So, what was everybody's impression so far? What's been going on?
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all one thing.
Start with you,
okay, right? I'm going to start with me, because that's how I like to start with me.
Who
first.
Are you?
Okay,
you
look, I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't changed, bro. I'm going to start this season like I ended. Team Kanan all day, every day. Team Kanan. If you ain't Kanan, you ain't me. I mean, Kanan's still doing the most gangsterish stuff. You got Ghost, stupid ass, still in jail where he need to be with his dumb ass. And Team Kanan still running the streets like he need to be. Kanan rules everything around him. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
I definitely disagree.
About Kanan?
I mean, I feel like Kanan really still don't even know what he necessarily wants to do. And I feel like in the first episode...
You talking about Slim or Kanan?
No, Kanan. His cousin. What's her name again? What's the girl? The Junebug?
Yeah.
Junebug. Okay, I feel like Junebug really is more gangster than Kanan. I feel like she might end up being the one that fucks Kanan over. Because she really was just like, nigga, shut up. I'm getting this money.
All right, Lexi, what about you?
I feel like the show Power got cheap and fired some good writers, and I don't know what's going on right now.
There's a lot going on.
But I feel like they're about to have a shitty season. That's how I feel. Otherwise, they're about
to. I like that.
I mean, otherwise, they're about to pull something out of that.
You know what? Is she right, though? Because they need to really step it up, the action. Because think about the first three seasons, they had a lot of sex in them, a lot of titties, a lot of muscles, and a lot of shooting and killing. They ain't had none of that.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they Tommy ran over that dude.
Yeah, and they had one
sex.
And
then Lala had sex with Joseph Sikora.
Yeah, he
But
yeah.
that was, I mean, that's minimal to compare it to all the stuff that happened in the first three seasons.
It kept you, the first couple people kept you on your toes. The first couple people kept you on your toes.
We do kind of want to see Angela's breast.
Some very average titties.
You called them something bad.
Yeah, she had some big ass nipples.
I forgot it was something.
But you know, then Angela, the character, she emailed the show, and she emailed me directly and was like, "Please stop talking about my titties."
Yeah, I said, "She wanted to let you know."
Yeah. Please tell your wife leave my titties out. Please tell your wife keep my titties out her mouth.
My name didn't come out her.
Yeah, he said, tell your wife keep my titties out her mouth. That's what Angela said. Anyway, but yeah, no, I think I'm kind of feeling Lexi like on there. Like, I mean, it's a good season if you've been watching. If you've been watching, if you're a new watcher, you're not gonna keep watching.
No.
There's nothing to keep you hooked.
I mean, but they don't want to give you too much in the first two episodes, so it's like maybe they're trying to build us up, and they just want to make sure that, you know, the people that have been loyal, that have been watching, are going to continue to watch. Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is, maybe. What y'all feel about Ghost Son?
He gets on my nerves. He's a punk.
I mean, really, I think about it, he is kind of the average teenager. He don't want to be like his daddy. He want to buck up, figure out his own way. And he just going with this dude. But he's stupid, too. You can tell he has no street sense.
He's a teenager.
But he still has no street sense at all, either. He's been in this private school his whole life. He don't know nothing. Because he don't have no street sense about what's going on.
I'm going to tell you.
He want to be street and learn street.
It's another product of ghost stupidity.
Because he didn't put his son on again.
Yeah, he didn't put his son on. You got to. Yeah. I mean, that's your son. And he's at the age. You can't even go to the basketball game. You know, so you can't do nothing with your son. So, I mean, you got to, if you that parent, any fathers out here, you don't put nothing in your son, don't expect nothing out of him. It's just, I mean, it's point blank. Period. If you don't put nothing in
him. So, you saying he just put him in good schools and stuff? And
yeah, you just kind of, you never really was a father to him. You was his dad, you was there, but you was gone. You gone, you can't really expect him to respect
you. I feel
like
he just wanted him to take a different path. Like, I think that they put him in the private school and stuff because they wanted him to have a different way. I think that's what it was because he did grow up in the street and he didn't want him to be around that stuff. And so I think he's just trying to shelter him so much that he didn't realize, like, what he was really doing, which was giving him no street
smarts. But at the same time.
But he was always thinking that he'd be going the right way because he knew Tasha was there. Yeah. Tasha was, like, molding him, doing whatever.
You can't expect nobody else to raise your son.
Nah, but I don't know. I feel like
he had
really
things,
was just trying
but he didn't
to teach
have
him
a
different
dad.
Way.
Mm-hmm. When you got questions, you won't answer.
Just trying to teach him
you
a
need
different
them, as a young man, you need somebody to answer your questions. You can't, and most of the time, it should be your father. You know what I'm saying? But if that's not your father, you're going to look to Slim to answer your questions because that's the cat in the hood that came and took you on this
road. He ain't asking no questions. That motherfucker just want to get drunk.
Yeah,
that's all he doing with Slim. He ain't asking him no questions. He ain't asking nothing. But I really do think that Ghost just went to the opposite extreme. You know what I mean? Like, I think that he went to the opposite extreme with him because he just did not want him to be a part at all of that lifestyle.
Right.
But Tyreek is, like Daryl said, he's a young cat. Young cats need to learn from example. When he get burned, and then you're going to learn that my dad does love me and cares about. But it's going to probably take for Slim
to play
my dude, Kanan, to play him. And he realized that. I'm just waiting for it to bubble. I mean, I hope it bubbled. I hope they don't leave us all these cliffhangers trying to wait for another summer. Because I'm not going to watch. I mean, if they do even all like what's going on with, if they don't if they don't close up some stuff like the little FBI dude that killed old boy.
I think that it was real like pathetic that they hid that gun.
That was real coincidence.
Come on,
that was real
stupid.
So he really just gonna put
you know what that
right
made me feel like is about to really get. That part about to close. Like, dude about to get caught.
He about to get killed or something.
Yeah, dude. But he got to get figured out before he get killed. Like, something's
going
to happen.
The thing I think is that they're going to end up finding his DNA on the gun, though, in general.
Yeah.
Because his DNA ain't been on Ghost at all.
I mean, he ain't never touched that gun.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he ain't got no fingerprints on there. And homeboy had it around him for a long
time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fibers, bombs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. None of that's been around Ghost.
I feel that, man.
Yeah. And in general, man, for them trying to give him the death penalty was bogus, because that's not even real, man.
I just feel like...
You can give him a federal agency.
Yeah, but you could, but...
I still feel the exact same way that I felt before. Had Ghost stayed his ass at home with his family doing the shit
then
that
we
he was
have
supposed
a show.
To be doing, we would not have had a problem. Because Angela wouldn't have been able to put him in a predicament to where now he got to fight for his life and his wife got to clean up his mistakes again.
Continuously.
Again, and then he still talks to her like, and he still talks to her like she, like they ain't even in a scene together.
What's your opinion about
Ghost? Ghost trying to round up money, trying to do this, trying to do that. Ghost talking to her like, I told you what to do. Like, nigga, you, who are you talking to?
Angela down too.
Yeah, she definitely.
She's sitting up here trying to go at. What did I say?
I feel like she need to get disbarred.
She's going at the. She's trying to get.
Upstairs.
So go ahead. So use some other.
Like I said last night, babe. I said she's being dumb, sitting up here trying to get this man back, and they sitting up here doing a good old boys club and trying to kick her out. She's being dumb on both ends.
She's dumb. She's overall dumb.
I mean, I don't know really, if she. I wouldn't
like
even call her dumb.
Stock.
She's just
a laughing stock at work. She's a laughing stock everywhere else. You done walked up in a ghost house with his wife there, looking through stuff. Everybody know you was just fucking this man not even 3 weeks ago.
And they finna kick you off.
I mean, but you know what?
You think you gonna make your case off this?
Somebody gonna feel me on this, and please email me about this statement. But Tasha just needs to smack the shit out of her one time. I just want to see her get smacked. Well, she can't get hit by a man. If Tasha was just one time, just still...
It could be Tasha.
Like, just one time, just go, bam! And it just got a done deal. I was like, damn,
okay,
that's tight.
So, when Tasha was there and when Angela walked in, and you saw Lala's character, Keisha, and the way that she was, like, pissed off or whatever about Angela being there, you know, whatever. But then when you see her sitting down talking to Tommy, and she was like, she ruined my life, she this, she that. I mean, I feel like she mad, and at some point it kind of seemed like she kind of wanted to get Tasha back.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said something
like, she
like want to
get her back. Because
she said she took my business, she took my man,
everything.
She took some...
Right, she was mad about Sean still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sure was. Because to her, Tasha's the one who got everything. She's that jealous friend right now.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if
Tasha still gave her whole salon. So you can't really be that
I
bad.
I gave you the dough to get you this started.
Yeah, you wouldn't have started this without my man money.
Yeah, but it's because you want to have me caught up in your stuff, though. That's
Look, if you want to get free money, you
got
to get caught up in something.
She's got a kid to worry about and stuff, and she caught up
she
in
got
your stuff.
Kid.
Right, she got the money, though. That's what happens in the game. Don't take my money, then.
But if anything, she's the weak link. Because technically, if anything gets caught, she's going to be the first one seen, because she got a kid to think about. She ain't trying to go to jail for life, but
Tommy got that lunch, man.
Yeah, whatever. No, that is.
Yeah,
happening.
But see, it's different now. Like, it's
it
like
is happening.
There's no. The thing about it is there's no major threats against. Who's the major
not
threat
right
against
now.
Tommy or
not
except
right
for
the feds?
Not right
but see, like,
oh, no. He still got them Russians that's kind of watching him. Remember, that's kind of like,
yeah,
make sure you're doing this right. And then homeboy that he got into it where he ran over the other dude.
Yeah,
I still think he's still like, man, I ain't messing with you.
Killed him.
Nah, he needed to send a message. Don't be just trying to step to my guys like that.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like Lexi, man. Like, it's because the show, the guttedness is gone. Like, because now everybody against the feds. At first, they was against drug lords and stuff. Like you never knew what to expect. Like episode to episode, like who gone, like turn, da da da. So now it's just like, you know.
I'm gonna give him one more week before I start talking really bad about him.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like something needs to happen this week.
I just feel like I really haven't seen nothing yet.
I think it is going to happen this week because they keep showing these previews about Ghost whooping somebody ass in jail.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
I was happy when he broke that dude's hand or wrist, whatever he did.
Like, because we ain't used to seeing Ghost like submissive like this.
And he's so mad.
Yeah.
Even when he was beating him up, in the first episode, he was beating him up, he was sitting there like, I should be turning around whooping his ass. Like, he was sitting there more mad.
Yeah,
he wasn't even mad.
He was mad.
And I like to see Tommy gutter. I like right now, Tommy too, he too trying to. I want to see him go back to
No, I'm happy happy to see Tommy.
Tommy ran over a dude, dog.
But that's not the point.
He's grown up.
He's being a little more
cowardly. I like a little bit seeing them at nighttime putting on them ski masks.
But no, but you got to think, Tommy got smarter. Dude that flipped his car, though. He figured out the feds on and gave his mama the car because he knew they would be watching his car. Like, he's being smarter. Before, Tommy just run out with his guns, like, well, fuck the feds. I'm going to go over there and do what the fuck I want to do. He's like, you know what? I'm going to get another car. The lawyer told me they watching me. Let me get another car, get this to my mom. And his mama live all the way upstate, so they can be following them all the way upstate. Mm-hmm. And this car 3 hours away upstate to follow her around.
Now they
gotta
figure out what he's driving now.
And you know, she erratic, so she could be down there anywhere with that car.
So I think me and you talked about something.
Yeah, we talked about that with that dude in jail is Tommy's daddy.
Oh, I don't know who the white guy.
I think he is. That white guy's Tommy's daddy.
Really? Why do y'all think that?
Because with the way he looked, and he was like, where are they from?
Oh, yeah, he did.
And he was like, and he looked, and they kept, and the scene before that, they talk about, he was telling, he's like, you never gave me no son. He's like, quit saying that. Like, I think he know that he had another kid.
He said, you gave me everything that a man could ever want.
She said, I can't do no kids. But that's a point. They don't bring it up unless that is a point of some contention moving forward. He do have a son, Tommy.
But
and you
not,
know his mom crazy.
So
she's doing coke and mess with anybody.
Yeah.
His mama got.
Because what is he in for?
Who?
The white
murder. He was like a manslaughter or something.
But he was he in the drug game or something.
They said they could only prove that he killed like one person, but they said he was linked to a whole bunch of.
So he's like a hitman or something.
What?
So yeah, he got up in the old girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You need some coke and I need somebody killed.
You see how he got up in there.
I got you.
Yeah, man. I mean, so...
Or he killed Tommy's real daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Or he killed Tommy's daddy. He knows something about his parentage, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He knows something about that.
So what's... What about old boy that really killed Greg? Like, so what... Like, it's some stuff that we need some answers to. So like, nah. Come on, I'm tired of him.
I really think
he should have been dead.
Greg was just trying to. Greg is the
I'm
guy
talking about old boy
club,
that really club. Killed Greg.
The head FBI dude that killed Greg.
Oh, what
that
about
was Hunter Grogo.
Yeah.
What about him?
Well, I mean, come on, man. He got to go. I've been saying that since last
season. I feel like he
rewind the tape. I always said for like 3 episodes he was going to be the next person to die. He's still here.
What about the guy?
How is he still getting checks?
I know.
What about the guy who's going to kill him now?
Who's that?
The guy who's
Dre. Yeah, he telling him for him to go too. That's what I'm saying.
But you know what?
Damn.
I think Dre got caught.
But you know how power do.
Situation.
But you know how power do. They kill like 3 main characters in one episode. Like they kill 2 or 3 characters. Like you be like, dang, and he did. Dang, so what's gonna happen next?
Yeah.
Then a new character is to do so. So you know, it's maybe episode 4. This is what 3 coming up.
I don't want Dre to die. Four, he's
yeah,
got a Dre,
but see, but you know what?
No.
I think Dre is going
to
become.
I don't like
to
be worried about.
He's just trying to make a way. So I think he just got caught between a rock and a hard place.
No, I think he's going to become a young
little
ghost.
I think he's stupid.
He's become a young little ghost.
I don't think so.
I think they because he's becoming trained now. He's understanding the game. I think he's understanding his loyalty towards Ghost. I think he's scared of Kanan. He ain't even loyal to Kanan.
See, you can't play both sides. Somebody will have to kill Kanan, which is not going to happen.
They
somebody
really
have to
kill.
Look. The show will be over.
Yeah,
Kanan is killed.
Nobody
they'll kill. Be called Kanan. Then when we call Kanan.
They kill Kanan once.
They need to kill Kanan. I don't know why. What kind of narcissistic
Kanan
going
to be in?
Why do you need to be in the show?
Because it's 50 Cent.
I think
I don't
the next
care.
People that's going to really end up dying is going to be some of them cats that Tommy be running with them other drug dudes.
Yeah. Because
ain't nobody else even really in the show that's expendable right now. Everybody else.
You gotta build up some. I think homeboy that his boy that the Hispanic dude with the 619 or whatever.
Yeah,
because he was like, oh really? He didn't do that? Like, so somebody else bumped for y'all like the little thing though? Okay. So that makes me suspicious of him though. Cause maybe he's like, I got it, man, don't worry about it, I got it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna throw you extra 3 or 4 bricks in? 3 or 4 bricks is like 50 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't got it.
So is Tommy gonna slow down the drugs?
Because
he's about to come on him.
That's right. He ain't getting
them.
It's going to create attention.
Yeah,
exactly. He got to slow down
because
he's about to come
right.
on.
Right. So, homeboy, he's going to have to let homeboy run it. So, he really, he got a way to even deal with that situation because he can't, he only can be like, what's the numbers looking like? He probably only talk about it at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't be nowhere close to this number.
Yeah. Nowhere close.
Like, zero. He got to be barbershop type stuff. It's cleaners. Yeah. Doing clothes, folding clothes. Like, you have to be here and I have to be here.
They do have
it. No, they sold all that, remember? They shut all that down.
He working. He doing nails at the beauty salon. No.
And what you call it, teacher spot.
Nah, he work in the front desk.
He work in the front desk? Hey, it'd be smart if he did, though.
Nah, he should.
So you got a motherfucking appointment?
You got the feds.
Look, you got a motherfucking appointment? I don't see you in this motherfucking book.
Right.
You supposed to be here at 2 o'clock.
We walk in.
It's 2:45.
We walk in. We don't do appointments. Got time for that. I'll get that when I get there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that dude is Tommy's daddy, though, man. He know who his daddy is. Maybe if I kill his daddy. That's what I'm thinking now.
Yeah, I'm ready to watch. I'm ready to see.
Like I said, they better bring something for the third episode. Third episode in.
I think it's going to be four before you really get to see something. Is it six episode season or eight?
No, it's 10.
It's 10?
Yeah, it's 10. It's
10 weeks. 2.5 seconds from just waiting a couple of weeks and then watching three of them.
What is some other characters I want to talk about? What do y'all think about his lawyer, Jeremy.
His situation is interesting. Was this the first time they introduced his home situation with this crackhead? He got a drug addict girlfriend?
We knew about that before, though.
We didn't ever meet her, though.
Because remember, Ghost gave him some coke last season.
Well, his girl? Weird, man. Yeah. I don't even know. I can't elaborate on it because I don't know.
Remember he had it last season?
How are you an attorney with a crackhead girlfriend or baby mama or whoever it is?
I mean, it happens, man.
I like him. I like his character. I love his character. He's probably one of the best, like, overall characters in, he's the best character, one of the best characters in the show. Because he's an attorney. That's always an interesting type of character. He's smart. He on his toes. He on top of the game. He the best at what he do. I mean, it's a good plot going on with the legal system situation. But I just don't want the shit to turn into a fucking law and order. Like, that's what it looks like. It's turned into another.
You don't want to be a whole.
Yeah, it's illegal. Yeah. I don't
want to
feel like
I don't want to be a crime drama or.
Yeah, I don't want to be
in court the whole damn time, everything.
Yeah. Oh, let's do this. I don't want to hear legal mumbo jumbo the whole time. I kind of want to see some cats in black masks. I mean, that was good. I like to see cats. Cause I don't know. It's just me.
I mean, so you didn't like in the lawyer, the dude that played Han.
The Asian guy?
That played Han in the Fast and Furious series.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, the dude that played Han.
He's cool. He's smart, too.
Yeah, he's good, though. I like the way
he fixed that picture that was crooked the whole time. I was like, dang, ain't gonna leave that crooked picture up the whole scene. And he went and fixed it on the way out. But yeah, that was dope. Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, I'm kind of like Lex. I don't really like the drawn out legal, like they trying to transfer it to now. This is a drawn out legal issue, and now
the
we got a
show.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see no courtroom drama. You know, all this legal mumbo jumbo. I like the gutterness.
I like the gutterness,
the adultery. I mean, it's hard. It's bad to say that, but that was what hooked you with the power, the adultery, the gutterness, the drug lord. Not no damn legal courtroom show.
Come up with some technicality, get the correct cases.
Yeah,
I mean,
just close the case.
I'm telling y'all this, though.
I want to see another drug lord come in, take over the city. I want to see another Lobos. I like that storyline, the Lobos.
See, I'm going to tell you something. I think Ghost going to get, he's going to get, stay locked up for a minute, and then they're going to bring him out next season. I think he'll stay locked up this whole
season.
I hope not.
They're going to convict him. And Tommy's going to, they're going to figure out a way to get him out on some appeal stuff.
I'm kind of interested to see where.
I think he ain't
going to. You might be right.
They're going to have him locked up.
You know
what?
And then at the end of the last show, he's going to be walking out.
Yeah, this whole season he in jail. Or he might not get out to the beginning of next season.
I think
I'm kind of interested to see where Tasha's going to come up with his money at.
Look, I don't think that he's going to be back with him.
About money.
And I don't think he's going to be back with
him. Because they would have
gotten No. He can't get bail. He has no bail. It wasn't the money. They said without bail, though, because that's right. He up for a death penalty. You ain't getting no bail. They putting you up in a death penalty.
That's right.
They moved him into the death row.
That's what he did.
And when they get out, he ain't going to be a Tasha, though. They're going to have this weird relationship. Or where he coming through with the kids and stuff, and they're going to introduce a new girlfriend for him.
Nah, you know what they mess around and do.
They're
going to
introduce a new girlfriend for him?
Nah.
For him. Why not a new guy for her?
Nah, you know what? I'm on.
They're going to have two new relationships, period.
I'm going to take it a step deeper than what you said. Maybe if they do leave him in for the whole season, they may come back next season. It's like five years later.
Ooh, that'd be dope, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be dope.
They made.
That would be that actually.
Just fast forward, Tyreek be like 20,
and you just recast another person.
Yeah.
To be the older version.
Yeah,
everybody.
They might do that. That would make you know.
That's not bad. That's not
you know, that may get some cats like and you Tasha or like got, me that's kind of like...
And Tasha got a new boyfriend and stuff because he's been locked up.
Yeah.
He's got everything. Tommy might have on a suit and stuff, though, doing some
stuff. Yeah, Kanan doing some shit, you know. They might.
His son running up under Kanan.
Right.
Oh,
see?
What is Kanan's son? That'll
see? You see? They.
Yep. That's not bad.
But then what's so crazy is... But what's even more crazy, though? What if the son... Figures out he is Kanan, but he don't give a fuck. He's Kanan. Cause he hates his dad so much, he rolling with Kanan. He gonna figure out his Kanan at some point. He not gonna even care.
Yeah, he ain't.
You think so? You
because
think
he lost, man.
He lost, man.
He didn't take any guys right now.
Like he had no male friends. Like his did you reminisce? Say he ain't got no friends. Like even at school, it's all these white kids that kind of be like, oh yeah, you just a black dude that got a little money. You ain't us.
You need to just whoop somebody's ass.
Yeah.
He will.
I don't think he's tough enough. He just got...
He gonna try to prove it some type of way. He will. Kanan's gonna push him.
Or what if he killed Kanan, though?
Eventually. I could see
that. On some
period,
on some flipping.
I can see this stuff happening.
But then Kanan come back, though. Like, ever he come up from the morning.
He come back again.
Come back from
really?
The
morning. Jesus.
No. And Kanan's like, I got shot 7 times. But I'm all right, though.
He coming back
again. Hey, Kanan go. Hey, Kanan ain't never going to die. He's going to be the last person on the series.
Shit. He Kingpin.
Or it's like his evil twin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm his evil twin from L.A.
Yeah.
They call me Layman. Not Kanan.
Okay,
Layman. Not Kanan, Layman. Like Layman Rucker, Layman.
No, that's tight.
No, I mean, they got to figure out something. It's going to kind of flip.
I mean, I'm interested to see, but I'm like Lex, man. They gotta speed this up, man. I mean, because there's a bunch of storylines, none of them really like action packed. There's no really the guttiness is not there. The guttiness ain't there. So I want to put some little. I want somebody in the Black Mask. Tommy and Ghost, the first 2-3 seasons,
it's
in Black Mask. You know what I'm saying, Ghost. He was sexing up Angela. I mean, it was a whole lot
Tommy
of...
Tommy had a couple of girls.
Yeah, nah, I mean, they threw the little Keisha Tommy little situation. But I don't think that ain't shit, you know. You know, Tommy ain't...
You think that they missed around for a minute? Or you think that was a...
I mean, they might be an item now.
Who?
Tommy and Keisha.
Oh, yeah, they are.
But he on some like, you can't let nobody know.
Like I said, that sex scene went down like this ain't the first time.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the only man visiting him, and she's been gone for like a year.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't a year though. What?
It's been a while.
It was some months. So she been hiding his crib though. She was all comfortable though with some boy shorts on and a t-shirt. Right, so he might be
boy shorts on. She had on his dress. Who did?
No, I'm talking about when remember we found out that she was that
alive.
Tommy had her alive.
Yeah.
He might have been banging us.
Yeah, because he had her hidden in this little spot. She don't want him. He don't want to know where she at.
Right. You got a point.
She was looking very available.
Yeah, like she was very comfortable. Like,
yeah,
Tommy,
she was looking very available.
You want some tacos, Tommy? Yeah. Like, you know, like you want some tacos?
You want some taco?
Yeah, taco.
Some taco for you. But nah, that's I mean, that's it. But that ain't really because I ain't about to be like that girl that played Anderson. I ain't about to be just putting her out there sexing every week. So I mean, they gonna have to do something to really catch the viewers. I mean, because if this is my first season, I'm gonna be like. What's this? I don't understand why y'all are crazy about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see us, we watched it for 3-4 seasons,
right.
Being like, oh, okay, what's this, da 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 da.
Because
we've been following it. But if I hadn't watched Power for the last 3 seasons, I would be like, I don't understand why y'all watched this.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really nothing grabbing me. So.
I agree.
But we'll see. Next week will be, I think week 4 is going to be our big climax. I think we get a climax at week 4. I think some people start dying, some answers start getting unfolded.
And they introduce some more characters too, though, that we can actually care for.
I still have expendable characters.
Yeah, somebody that we can care for that they do die and they die.
Yeah. Some expendable because everybody else is kind of kind of getting too big a check. The checks is getting
like,
too big.
Like, honestly,
nobody, but can't nobody do it.
I want Tommy's white daddy to get out too, like, and be a part of the crew or something. Like, hey man, this is what I used to do back in the day, though. Yeah. I used to tie up a little car bomb. This is like, you know, so like some old school kind of like hitman stuff that he'd be teaching them on the low. Yeah. Like, Tommy, he'd be like, well, I'm going to do this. Like, no, son. Check this out. What you do is take a little 22, you put it in your up under your arm, right there, boom. Have that right there. And you come up to him, you walk up to him, shoot him up under his arm twice. He bleeds, and people don't even know. It don't even make that loud of sound. And then you can keep it moving.
So I'm going to ask your famous question.
Mm-hmm.
Who the next to die? See, that's what be killing me. Because now, see, not right now. That's what I'm saying.
I don't even know now.
Nobody is nobody.
Nobody's expendable now.
Nobody's available.
All them dudes that Tommy wrote. Both the two black dudes that's randomly in Tommy Crew that we don't even know where they
came from. Yeah, who is them? That look like Rebop, Bebop,
and Rock Steady. Rebop and Rock Steady. And before they became over, when they was regular dudes, they was regular dudes.
That's what they look like. That's what they remind me of.
They from Bebop and Rock Steady.
That dude, that's who they are. That's what I kept thinking about.
Where are you talking about?
We talking about Bebop and Rock. Two black dudes.
About the two random black dudes with Tommy that all of a sudden with
Tommy
Crew.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Bebop and Rock.
You know, those people that die.
We was like, we don't know who they are. They can die.
They can definitely die.
I mean, but you know, you ain't
y'all thought that Dre need to die.
Yeah,
you need to die.
I think Dre might be a little.
I don't like him because he's playing both sides, and I feel like he just need to pick a side. Like, why have you not said anything yet to Tommy about Kane and
Bebop? But now it's pointless. They worried about what you calling on Death Row. It's pointless now. It don't even matter.
And also, Tommy already confronted you, kept asking you constantly, like, so, where did, who was Slim, and where did you wear, and where'd you get him from, and where'd you get him from?
Yep, and you ain't tell the truth, so now don't nobody trust you.
Like Kanan said, nobody, you messed up on both sides, so.
Yep, you sure did.
I don't trust you.
He actually need to talk to Ghost, and that's the only person that can get him out of this is Ghost.
Ghost, right. He need to go see Ghost.
Yeah, he gonna have to, man, be like, yo, man. And you need to go to the lawyer too for it could be sealed.
No, because now you're stealing from Ghost. Instead of they could have been in on you. Yeah, now you're doing that. Right? Now you gotta do stuff
now
to make
he
it look
die.
Like you gotta go.
He gotta die.
He does. He has
you said,
to go.
Come on, with them. Some,
I'm
some
talking
of
about Drake.
No, but
no,
you have
he's
to pay him
money
to pay
him
every week.
Yeah. He gotta. Yeah. They gonna see that money.
He gotta
like,
pay
you
50
don't think
grand.
Gonna see
they
could
have helped him come up with the 50 grand. Be like, you just take 50 grand off the top. You paying him every week. He think you doing it off. And I don't know about it. Whatever. But now he's still. Now you had to go. No, you gotta go. He's right. I'm
only, the
go.
Crazy part is that Tommy girl up in there though, so she gonna tell Tommy at some point.
What Tommy?
That little Asian girl. He the one that was instructing. She's one of the bottle girls now.
That's why.
She know what's up.
He put somebody else in there.
So she gonna be like at some point. Tommy gonna be up in there like, hey man, why you ain't bring them two bottles?
Yeah, exactly.
And she be like, well no, he told me that's what we do. We give him this little thing, and then we take only one bottle. What? And he
we that, skimming off the top.
And then Tommy gonna start watching like, what? And I think Oprah might be a plant from Tommy though, just to make sure that he know what's going on.
He is.
That Asian girl might be somebody that like, look here, man, this going here and work. I'm gonna pay you extra X amount of dollars on top. I know the bar girls don't get that much, but I'm gonna throw you this. Just let me know what's going on.
Yep.
Because remember, she's the one that questioned like, what did that mean? Why are we only giving them one bottle? Remember, she was the one that said, like, why are we only giving them one bottle?
Yeah.
Right, and we're charging them for this. I mean, I'm looking forward to hear what you all's questions are.
Whatever. Make sure you email
them. They better come up with something.
Hopefully,
they better
come
up with
something.
Hey, what do you think about we thought about something, though, right? So, you remember old girl that Tommy got as a bartender, though? You know, she was asking questions about why they was double up on the bottles. Mm-hmm. Is that Tommy's plant on the inside? He the one that got her hired? And it's just random?
No, but Dre went to Tommy and told Tommy that he wanted to sell out of the inside of there, remember? Because he was like, I can do more. So Tommy already knows about that. Now the question is he going to start questioning about the extra money in general? Because he knows that's going on there. That was his idea to do that there. Because Dre was trying to tell him he didn't want him to do that because Ghost said he wanted to keep the club clean.
Oh,
remember?
So Tommy knows that the extra
knows
that the
coke. You're talking about the little coke.
Tommy knows about the little. Yeah, he knows about the pills.
So people know when they order two bottles that they're getting coke with it too, though.
Yeah.
But they're ordering it on.
They're ordering it on the card so that it
so they can
look
so
like
it looks
clean.
Like, and then you just hide in the bottle
so that
and you recycle
clean,
the bottle
and
back
get rid of the bottle.
You know what? Their whole mistake is putting the name Truth on it. They should have came up with some symbol to stick on it.
I don't think that's really going to play in the long run.
Okay.
I mean, in the grand scheme, I don't think that's going to... That ain't going to be what's going to mess some shit up.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I mean, it's we'll see.
Yeah.
Somebody going to come back that was the old character.
So somebody has died.
Who is old that's gonna come back?
Well, did the Hispanic dude die? The one dude that left, the cunt tried to leave on the plane. Did they end up killing him? They ended up killing him, right? The older dude, that was in the organization, he did get killed.
Yeah, he's gonna die out.
Yeah, he's gonna die out.
Yeah.
He was the head of another organization.
Yeah, he's gonna die, and he's gonna die out.
Yeah.
Lobos and everybody. Yeah, because the lawyer dude got him killed. Yeah.
I just want to know when the FBI dude about to get killed or found out.
I've been seeing him since last season.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Third episode.
You gotta find some different people though. You gotta these villains have been on too long. So,
they need a new drug lord to come in. They need a new big time.
Yeah,
because
right now it's kind of like blah.
Yeah,
Janae, let everybody know where they hit you up at.
Huh?
Where they can hit you up online?
Oh, at Janae Sweetify. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me also on Instagram or Janae Wallach Shivers. I don't know how it appears on there, baby. I think it's Janae Wallach Shivers. I'm married now. On
Shivers.
It's
hilarious.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Janae Shivers. Believe that.
Janae Shivers.
Okay, he said it's Janae Shivers on Facebook.
All right. Art Shippers, right?
Yeah, all the Shippers, man. On Instagram, Mr. Shippers 3. Everywhere else is Arthur Shippers the 3rd.
Lexi, do you want nobody hit you up?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's can email us. Famous, yeah. Make sure you challenge him.
That make people want to find you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah. OLC@gmail.com. OLC on Twitter. Stroud Locast fan page. We appreciate y'all listening next week.
If y'all want to find Lexi, it's Facebook, Lexi Ryder.
You can't find me on
Lexi
Facebook.
Lexi Ryder.
It's like, damn, Lexi Ryder. This is tight. That should be your stage name. Lexi Ryder. This is tight. The all you drive is Lexi.
I ain't driving Lexi, this chief. All right, thank y'all for listening. We'll holler at y'all.